This week's death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro marked the end of an era in many ways. Lake Effect essayist Mark Segrist thinks a pop song is the perfect metaphor to what Castro symbolized to his generation.
For baby boomers, the death of former Cuban president Fidel Castro triggers a rush of historic images, not unlike the lyrics of Billy Joel's classic tune, "We Didn't Start the Fire." Good or bad, Fidel Castro was the longest-running leader our generation knew, and in a way, his tenure serves as a framework for our global vision. He ruled as we grew up, aged as we aged, from the Cuban Revolution to retirement and his brother's hand in restoring U.S. relations. Castro outlasted a string of American presidents, but the 1962 stare-down between him, Kennedy, and Khrushchev still burns in our brains. The Cuban Missile Crisis was about as frightening as it gets, as were other nightly news references during our formative years, such as Cold War and Iron Curtain. Castro's death unravels a lifetime of memory, from Vietnam to Dr. King, Watergate, the Berlin Wall, Ronald Reagan, the Rust Belt, Internet, 9/11, and Donald Trump. History is always in motion and often repeats itself. A new administration is about to take office. The future of U.S.-Cuban relations is again uncertain. As the tune goes, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
Lake Effect essayist Mark Segrist is a freelance television producer in Milwaukee.
Coming up next, Latino Arts has a new managing artistic director. We'll speak with him when Lake Effect returns on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.